Back in Mount Pleasant, Bowling Green falls to Central Michigan tonight, 78-74. We're talking now with head coach Michael Huger. A frustrating game, coach, as we look at how the game flow went. You guys jumped out to a good start. You had a 9-point lead early, and then Central really took over in the last part of the first half. What changed from that perspective of that first 10 minutes to the second 10 minutes?
We started to turn the ball over, and once we turned the ball over, they were out. They were able to get out in transition and score and get right back into the game. Got to take care of the ball. We had 19 turnovers to a team that doesn't even force many turnovers. We had 19 of them, and they were just careless turnovers. We got reckless with the ball and put them right back into the game and gave them momentum and gave them life, and they were feeling good about themselves.
And clearly tonight, Kevin Miller was a problem, and you indicated on the scouting report that he would be a problem. Was he more of a problem than you anticipated?
Not necessarily. We knew what he was going to do. He did exactly what we said he was going to do. We just got to defend better, and you just got to defend better and take more pride in what we do on the defensive end. I just didn't think we respect these guys. You know, it's so hard when you going up against a team and your team we had no energy, no juice going into the game as if we supposed to win because we got Bowling Green on our chest and they got Central Michigan on theirs. Or our record is this and their record is that. I mean, it don't work that way. You got to go out and compete. The last 10 minutes of the game, we competed and gave ourselves a chance to win. If we would have did that from the beginning, then we would have won the game easily.
Yeah, and the thing that Miller did that really hurt you is when you really ran a person at him off the ball screen, you were trying to isolate him or make him move backward. Many times he was able to split your defense with a pass, not even with the dribble, and that ultimately led to a lot of baskets for them.
It did, but we were supposed to be in a certain spot on the other side, which we were not, and that was the difference. It's just, you know, we got to execute the defensive plan. It was certain movements we should have made that we didn't make, and we freed him up. And, I mean, we all just have to be on the same page at the same time.
One of the strengths tonight, clearly you were able to crash the glass. You had 16 offensive rebounds and 40 opportunities and held them to 6. That is sort of a departure from your other parts of your game where you were not on point, coach. You're rebounding tonight. You got a lot of second chances and second possessions.
We definitely had a lot of second chance. It don't look like we converted much on that, on second chance opportunities. We converted 13 points and we had, 16 offensive rebounds. So I would like for that number to be a little bit higher, but at least we went after them today and we did a great job on the boards today. But you know, still 19 turnovers, that means we didn't have opportunities to score on 19 of those possessions because we turned the ball over. And, you know, that seems the difference to the game and the free throws. Those are the two biggest things that stand out to me in our loss today.
Central played a lot of zone, as I recall, early, and then got out of it, played man-to-man most of the rest of the game, if not all of it. Was that part of why they were able to sort of make that run in the first half?
No, I don't think the zone affected us. I thought we attacked the zone really well. I didn't think that was a factor for us, man or zone. Like I said, we scored enough points. We scored 74 points, but a team that averages 62, maybe, I think. It's 62, they score 78. So it's obvious what we got to fix, and now we just got to be willing to fix it.
Coach, obviously a frustrating loss here tonight, and I guess the other positive is we've talked about this before, your team and the ebbs and flows of this game. At the end, they gave themselves a chance. If they could just clean up some of that middle part and play like that at the end, you'd be closing out games instead of fighting back.
Definitely. We'll definitely be closing it out if we play like that, a whole game. I just want to see where we can string together a really good defensive game. You'll be the first to know that, and I'll tell you that was a great defensive effort from us. So just looking forward for that game that we can string together a really good defensive effort.
Maybe it'll happen Saturday, home of Northern Illinois.
I hope so. Thank
you. That's the next opportunity. Thanks, Coach.
Take care.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. Falcons fall in Central Michigan tonight, 78-74.